Welcome to today's deep dive into the great GM 5.3 liter Vortec fuel injector debate. If you are wrenching on these engines, you know the headache. You're chasing a rough idle, misfires, or your fuel trims are just out of whack, meaning the engine's computer is constantly struggling with its math.
Yeah, and the internet will tell you the magic fix is upgrading from a two-hole to a four-hole injector.
Right, exactly. So our mission today is to cut through all that forum noise and look at the actual technical guides to uncover what really matters when you're swapping these parts. So start us off. What are these holes anyway?
Well, the holes are just the nozzle orifice jets right at the tip of the injector. A four-hole design gives you a much finer, more evenly dispersed spray pattern. We call that better atomization.
Okay, got it.
Yeah, whereas the factory two-hole design is it's just much coarser. So finer atomization theoretically burns cleaner and more efficiently, which is why people treat it as this silver bullet for idle quality and emissions.
Which, I mean, that makes total physical sense. It's like swapping out a cheap, heavy pelting shower head for a luxury fine mist setup.
That is a really good analogy, actually.
Thanks. But here's where I want to push back on all the forum advice. If atomizing fuel better is such an obvious hardware upgrade, aren't people just completely ignoring the software side of things? Like, you can't just change the physical spray pattern and expect the powertrain control module, the PCM, to just magically understand it.
Exactly. You hit on the exact trap so many people fall into. That PCM is rigidly calibrated for the specific flow rate of the original factory injector.
Wow, so it's actively fighting the new hardware.
Oh, 100%. When you bolt in a four-hole injector, just because it has a better spray, you are altering the flow dynamics without updating the internal calibration. To use your shower head analogy again, imagine putting that fine mist head into a smart shower system that's programmed to fill a bucket in exactly 10 seconds.
Oh, the bucket wouldn't fill in time because the flow rate is totally different.
Right. With the new misting head, the underlying math is completely ruined.
And so the computer tries to fix that ruined math by messing with the injector pulse widths, right? Like literally adjusting how many milliseconds the injector stays open.
Yes, it is desperately trying to hit its learned fuel target. But because the hardware flow rate changed, those fuel trims just never settle.
Which leads to the drivability issues.
Exactly. The engine will stumble hard during quick throttle transitions. You step on the gas, physical fuel demand spikes, but the computer's learned trims are so confused by the mismatched hardware that the engine hesitates. And it'll often trigger persistent lean codes like P0171 or P0174.
Because the oxygen sensors think it's starved of fuel, even if it's actually getting enough?
Yep, the PCM gets entirely tricked.
So blindly upgrading the whole count literally creates the exact drivability issues you were trying to fix in the first place.
That is wild. So knowing the PCM will aggressively reject the wrong part, how do we actually do this swap correctly?
Well, your absolute North Star has to be matching the exact OEM part number tied to your vehicle's VIN. Just forget the whole count entirely. Just focus on the VIN. What about the physical infrastructure?
Yeah, you have to match that too. These 5.3s use a top feed rail, so fuel is pressurized and pushed directly into the top of the injector. If you buy an aftermarket one with slightly different dimensions, the O-rings will not seat properly in those top feed cups.
And I'm guessing even a microscopic leak there is bad news.
Oh, severe loss of fuel pressure. It drains the rail while the truck sits, which leads to incredibly long cranks and hard starts.
And from the technical guides we looked at, the electrical side is just as finicky, right? Like, the connectors have to fully click.
Oh yeah, definitely. A half-seated connector isn't just a loose wire. Engine vibration causes these micro-dropouts in the electrical signal. The injector loses power for a fraction of a second, and boom, you get a phantom misfire.
Which will drive you absolutely crazy trying to track down.
It really will. So always verify your fuel pressure with a mechanical gauge after the swap to catch those O-ring leaks early, and watch your misfire counters on a scan tool. It should be totally plug-and-play as long as you match the exact OEM part.
You don't even need to reprogram the PCM then.
Nope, not unless you are fundamentally changing the injector family or scaling.
Amazing. So big takeaway for you listening today. Treat this whole two-hole versus four-hole debate as a massive distraction. Save yourself weeks of chasing rough idles and lean codes by respecting the computer's rigid calibration and matching your factory specs perfectly.
Totally. And I actually want to leave you with a final thought to ponder.
Oh, lay it on us.
If these aging engine computers are so incredibly stubborn that a slightly mismatched spray pattern throws the whole system into misfiring chaos, what happens next? As the automotive industry begins introducing modern, alternative synthetic fuels with entirely different flow characteristics and fluid densities, how will these legacy PCMs possibly cope with the new chemistry?